I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Down Range is an exhibit of art by 13 veterans on display now through December 23rd at the Umpqua Valley Arts Association's Arts Center in Roseburg, a building which opened a century ago as the Roseburg Soldiers Hospital. The Down Range exhibit was co-curated by C.J. Bryle and Thomas Orr, a ceramicist and Vietnam veteran who recently retired as head of the ceramics program at Oregon College of Art and Craft. Thomas Orr is with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for being here.
Hey, you're welcome, Eric.
What of the various definitions of downrange fit this exhibit?
When I was at Fort Lewis, before I went to Vietnam, I used to go to the firing range, and I would go behind the berm below the targets to listen to the rounds going over my head. And to me, that was downrange. And it was just acclimatizing myself to what I was going to face. Downrange has become, I found out through my Iraq veteran friends and others, it's being deployed. To me, it's also downrange is once you're out of the military, you go downrange.
What about coming home from your experience do you want people to know about?
I think the first thing is, as a Vietnam vet, people come up all the time now and say, thank you for your service. And I used to get really angry at that. And I realize that people are coming from a place in their heart. But my comment to them is usually, what part of my service are you thanking me for? Which one of those deaths? And as a Vietnam vet, I know others, and all we want to hear is, welcome home.
How has art and ceramics in particular helped you to process and transform your Vietnam experience?
I was studying oceanography out at the coast after Vietnam, and I had to take an art class, so I took a pottery class. And the plastic material and the sense of forming with my hands, it went to my core. And it gave me this sense of being that science didn't give me. One of the big things that came out of PTSD program is honesty. You have to be honest. And I know after Vietnam, I wasn't honest at all. So I think as an artist that honesty is really, really important. What you have to be honest about is you have to know why you made that. And you have to be able to reflect and look. And that affects everything you make as you move on.
Do you see that similar process reflected in the other artists who are also in the downrange exhibit?
I do. I've been in 4 or 5 veteran shows in the last 3 years. And I've noticed that there is a lot of anger, that young veterans have a lot of anger. I had a lot of anger. Yeah, quite a bit. But it's changed over the years through healing, through finding who I am. The downrange exhibit, one of my goals was to get people from all these different wars. We didn't go to Korea, but we have Vietnam, we have the Gulf War I, we have Central America, people who did incursions into Central America. We have Gulf War II, Afghanistan, Iraq. It's interesting to see how they all approach their work. I purposely did not choose some good friends of mine because I think their work is about anger still. They're working things out. And this exhibit is veterans making contemporary work. One of the things people say often is, are you a veteran artist or an artist veteran? And I look at myself as an artist that happens to be a veteran. And those are the people that I chose for this exhibit.
What kind of a range of emotional expressions is represented there if anger is not a primary one?
Anger is there. It's modified. Not sure that anger is the correct word, but there is emotion there. There is a sense. And the other thing about these 13 artists, they're combat vets, they're non-combat vets, they're people that did not leave the States. So there's this wide range of veterans making work. It was very important to me to have women veterans involved in this exhibit, because the other exhibits I've been in have had 1, 2, but I wanted the woman's voice.
Thomas Orr, ceramicist, co-curator of the exhibit Downrange, which includes the art of 13 military veterans, on display now through December 23rd at the Hallie Brown Ford Gallery in the Umpqua Valley Arts Association's Art Center in Roseburg, the building which originally was the Roseburg Soldiers Hospital a century ago. For more on the exhibit, uvarts.com, and for more on the work of Thomas Orr, ashstreetproject.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.